drugs, these social drugs, these social drugs. Afraid to address the reality before me, too proud to confess that I'm addicted to a lie. So I seek temporary feeling to replace reality, though the truth is telling me I have to die. But I've been taught to numb it, sedated, don't confront me. I hate it when I find out that I can't get what I wanted. This emotional tantrum has become sort of an anthem playing every time I need to take a little trip. To hide this condemnation, I'll find a combination, a man-made stimulation to deny my situation. Now this unreality is distorting what I see, reporting back to me a sense of false security. So in my imagination, I must find a recreation, desperately in search of ways to alter my sensation. There is no equilibrium, inebriated till I'm numb, intoxicated till I'm dumb, to avoid confrontation. These social drugs messing with my mind. These social drugs telling me I'm fine. Now this chemical analogy is our emotional reality. These political, traditional, and ethnical stimulants and the social etiquette won't let us be too upset with the way things really are. You talk to camouflage regret, and a religious structure tells us God wants us to suffer, to support a situation we all know is obligation. And if you shun the complication, they'll just gun your reputation like mob intimidation to enforce participation. See, they need to keep us fiends to their lies and broken schemes. And if you find another means, you're told you're being too extreme. And if you wanted to get clean, they'll just pull those social strings, holding up their social norms. Do you find noble things? Now we're all stuck in tradition, unable to state our position, too afraid to contradict the expectations of the system. And the harsh reality is they've made grace for you and me instead of saving you and me. They're destined slaving you and me. These social drugs. Know what I mean?
Social girl.